Live from the Walker Tire Studios in Lincoln, Nebraska, we switch on the blinding neon glow that bears their name. Jack Mitchell and Dave Miller. It's KLIN's Jack and Dave in the Morning.
Welcome back, Jack and Dave in the Morning on Lincoln's News and Talk, 1400 KLIN. 39 degrees in the capital city. We are glad to have you back with us, and we're glad to have our next guest with us. It's been a little while since we talked to our friend and our tech social media marketing guru, Jason Peterson, Turbine Digital. Jason, what's going on, man? Hello.
Hey, I'm doing great. It's daylight savings. It's no longer, I think I've seen your posts about it.
Yeah, I've been all over the daylight savings. Are you an advocate? Or are you a...
I just want daylight. That's what I want. Whatever that is.
Well, it depends if you want it in the morning or you want it at night. That's
probably at night.
That's the whole...
I'm the night one. I like to be out after work and stuff, and I can't go for a run when it's dark. That just sucks.
There you go. It looks like you're ready for a run right now.
I am. Fluorescent yellow. Nobody can hit me.
That's true. You will see
they
Jason.
They can. It's just blood. It's really going to clash with that.
You are going to see Jason from everywhere in the city of Lincoln if he's out.
As Dave said, I look like a highlighter.
So. That's good. You know, that leads us, you know what? That leads us right into, I think, our first topic today. Fitbits.
Yes.
You, I know, had been reading an article, and you sent it to Dave and me, and I hadn't thought of this, but
yeah,
this is asking if wearable technology, particularly the Fitbits of the world and the competitors with that, are making working out less fun or ruining working out in some way. This hadn't occurred to me. Now, what's your take on this? At least first kind of lay out the argument for it, and then let us know what you think of this.
Well, obviously, I think the idea is that when you throw all these stats and data in front of, you know, stuff like when you're going for a run or whatever, you start worrying more about the stats and less about just enjoying the workout. So what's interesting, like you, I had never really thought about this. The one reason that I do think there is some legitimacy to it is, so as you know, people know I'm a runner, I've actually stopped having it tell me on my phone what my like time is. I just have it tell me.
It can be depressing sometimes.
Exactly. You're like, oh, I'm doing terrible. Right. So like, I like knowing how much mileage I've done. That's it. That's all I want to know. So I think, you know, to some degree, if you like data and you're driven by goals, which
right.
I'm kind of a goal guy, I like that. I'm kind of competing with myself. But if you are not that way, yeah, I think that maybe there's some aspects of the Fitbit thing.
I guess
you
if
like.
You intrinsically like working out, but I don't think a lot of people do. Like,
no.
I don't work out because working out is fun.
No.
And there may be people who do that. No. I understand there are some people who just love fitness and love that work. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I've got, you know, like most people, I have goals about how I look, and I want to be able to eat a little bit every
Absolutely.
Once in a while.
Absolutely.
Well, when I was super hyper active all the time, there were certain things that I really enjoyed and certain things that I didn't. The things that I didn't enjoy, I would think that a Fitbit and that technology and the data would have been a nice distraction from the stuff I didn't like. But I don't necessarily need to wrap that into the stuff that I do. So I kind of see it from both sides.
That's interesting. I mean, the argument goes in the article is essentially that it takes away the inherent joy of the workout. But for a lot of people, I don't think that's ever been there.
No, I think the other part of it is, I'd say, is stuff that you do that's mundane that has you think is no value does have value. So just like walking around, hanging out at the house, I mean, You're on your feet.
To be able to quantify and feel confident about the accuracy of what I'm earning and be able
right.
to eat, you know, or drink or whatever it is,
right.
to be able to do that and have it very quantifiable. And, I mean, you can eventually, I mean, if you use these things correctly, weight loss can really become a true science if you're disciplined about it.
I think that it could be an even bigger boon if they change the technology just a little bit. It's great for where it's at, and I understand its application very well, especially being a heart patient, and I'm ordered by the doctor to do a certain amount of exercise, right? But now they're saying that sitting is the new smoking.
Yeah.
If you could get Fitbit to tell you, you've been sitting too long, you need to walk around for a while.
The one I used to have, the Polar Loop, did that.
Does it do that?
Polar, I think it's Polar. Yeah, it gives you... It gives you a reminder, and it actually counts. Now, I have a Fitbit now. I have the charge. Yeah. But the Polar Loop, it gave you time for walking, running, and standing. There were three different things you got credit for in different, in varying degrees.
Well, I would also like of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I would like a reward of some kind, a cookie or a sticker or something. You know, when you hit your goals, I'd like some kind of reward.
I get a little buzz when I hit 10,000 steps.
Yeah, that's great. But so what after that?
Well, that's the thing though. If you're counting calories, then you're.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I become a little obsessive with this thing, in all honesty.
That's why I don't want one.
I'm looking constantly. I'm planning. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got 900 calories left. We're going to have fun tonight, right? It's great.
I was going to say, for me, I've liked it because it's made me notice stuff where I do sit in a chair all day long. And so, like, I got one of these little cheapy things that you can put a laptop up and you can stand once in a while if you want to work and not sit all the time. And Emily, it was like $40 on Amazon. It's nothing awesome, but like just little things like that where I'm like, ah, you know, I do. I literally sit in a chair all day. And there's a lot of people out there that work that don't have to do that. But for us that have desk jobs, it can drive you nuts. And I think just doing little stuff like that can make a big difference for fitness.
I guess that argument that's out there that this is taking the fun out of working out, maybe that works if, again, you truly intrinsically love working out, but I think that's probably not a large amount of people.
No, like for me, it's stress reliever. I can't say I love it. I do it because I feel better.
Let's see, you're a bigger, I mean, I know you love running. You've run marathons.
Sure.
And do you get this sense at all? Is it taking away the intrinsic fun out of it?
Like, I like the training because I like working towards something.
Right.
In fact, I think I've said that. I don't necessarily enjoy the race as much as I just like trying to work towards it. Because if you have a crappy day, then you do better tomorrow. Yeah. You know?
Absolutely. All right, moving on. So Big Apple event coming up here in the next few days. What's this going to be here?
Well, I think the big thing is, and I'm actually really stoked about this, you know, they've spent a lot of time enhancing and making the Apple iPhones larger. They're actually going to be upgrading the phone. So, like, equivalent of the iPhone 5 or 5S will have similar specs then to the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. So you've got a smaller phone, but upgraded.
It'll have those features, though.
Yes. So it's going to be different.
The pressure touch.
Yes.
The pictures that have the little video.
Yes. So I'm all stoked because I don't... Since I have an iPad mini, I don't want a bigger phone. I would rather have one that's more compatible, smaller. Again, I use it for when I'm running around and stuff. So definitely, again...
Hands off my suitcase-sized phone.
And I had to use both hands to pick it up.
So my wife loves a 6 Plus, but for me, like, I see there's a market there that they're, you know, maybe not tapping into that gives them that full gamut of size.
Are you still going to have the choice to go to the plus size one if you want to do that?
I believe so.
Good.
I believe
with the six features on the bigger.
I want the Ashley Graham size phone, not the Twiggy size phone. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. One of the other things I heard is they're gonna announce models with two cameras to improve the resolution of the picture.
Love it.
Yes. Now this may be iPhone 7.
Okay. Yeah, that's 7. Sorry. That's 7. I'm ahead. That'll be later this year.
That'll be later on. But I think. So the two camera thing is to watch because they need to come up with some compelling feature upgrades for the next iPhone. The other one I think they're doing is some iPad upgrades. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be modest speed boosts, stuff like that. Maybe a different processor, but because of the iPad Pro, they need to bring the lineup up to that. So the big announcement will be the smaller iPhone 5 upgrade to 5 SE or whatever they're going to call it, and then something with the iPads.
I've noticed the thing with a lot of the Android, I don't know if there's a lot of them, but it's waterproofing. It seems to be a big thing lately in some of the new Android model phones that have come out.
Yeah, I mean, to me, they're always the one that, like, goes far and tries out, I don't want to say gadgety, but stuff that's a little bit more, you know, not been explored before as far as technology and stuff. And then it's always kind of what sticks. So I think what I've seen Apple do, or what we see typically, is Apple responds to, okay, that was a trend that people really like or not. So, they're sticking their neck out there. I mean, Samsung continues to innovate, and they took away some of the market share just because the Apple iPhone sales was kind of flat this last quarter.
Yeah, but you can see the applications for that just for the thing that we were just talking about. If you're a runner, you get all sweaty.
Yep.
You want to put your phone in a holster, you'd rather have a Samsung than an iPhone, obviously.
Well, and if it rains, that's the other thing. I carry a little Ziploc bag, which is really dumb, but like I have to have it so that if it just starts pouring on me, which I had it happen a couple times, and I'm trying to, you know, type on the phone, like I have to have it so it doesn't get soaked because you guys know I've dropped phones in the toilet and all kinds of things, and they don't work when that happens.
No, no. Hey, I know you work with businesses and you're setting up websites and communications issues where they're using passwords to get in. And I saw, just related to that, I saw Amazon is looking at eventually replacing passwords with something that's photo-based, almost like a selfie, like a picture to prove that you're there, I guess, with face recognition. How far are we away from a post-password world? And is that something that's actually going to happen?
I'm going to say 5 years. I think it's going to take a while. I think you're going to see some of this technology evolve. But eventually, just because of the security issues, I think eventually it's going to become efficient and better for that kind of authentication. Now, the question will be with that is like, so my wife and I share the same account. Right. So I'm assuming they're going to need to be able to authenticate two people on that account.
Right.
Because otherwise,
or you're
going
to have to set up, there's a way you set up family sharing through
right.
that
exactly.
too. Yeah, with
exactly.
a different account.
But, you know, definitely like, I mean, I love the fact that they're going that direction. I mean, again, they're stepping ahead as far as the logistics of how, you know, accurate it's going to be. I think Microsoft did that with, was it Windows 8? Did they do that? Is that right? They did something with
Yeah, I remember that.
It was not very good.
Oh, they did the you could do a picture. You could have a picture and you could do a little design
yes,
on it.
You'd do a doodle.
Which
and
I had at first, and then I switched
yeah,
it and went back to a password.
So I just, I mean, to me, it's always going to be about how they executed it. I mean, if it's kind of half-baked, you know, I don't think
passwords are going to get, I mean,
oh, they're ridiculous.
It's
we talked about this over and over again.
But what are you going to do for your PC at your desktop? What are you going to do about that? Do I have to take a picture of my PC? What happens to that picture?
Thumbprint. I don't know.
I know.
I'm not
there's
sure.
There's a slippery slope in this
yeah,
whole thing.
And there's
there
the continued, I mean, and then, you know, as the complications, too, when, you know, people pass away, what does that mean? You know, are you able to access their stuff?
And we have to manage passwords for our clients all the time.
Yeah,
because we're having to get into their website, their domain name,
you can't have
Facebook.
Two of them anymore. That's the thing. I used to have, you know, two or three. You got to have 20 now.
Yeah. No, it's I've used Evernote. I mean, I know there's all kinds of password encryption stuff, but
yeah,
that's
I
what
know.
I've used for saving a lot.
I have a book. I write in pencil so I can erase the old one, put the new one in.
You
works
have
really well.
To do that now. Yeah, I know. I used to have one password for 10 years for everything. Not anymore.
No,
but
no. Well, and then they've
and it's probably safer now. But
upper lowercase. I mean, that's my thing. Is I've got this like convention where I use names of things, and then I'm using years of things, and then I'm using all kinds of special
combos
characters
thereof.
After
right.
So then it's like, okay, what name did I use? What year did I use? What exclamation, ampersand,
right.
pound sign did
there,
I use?
There are certain accounts where I just know. Because I visit them, you know, once every 2 years, like yeah. my IRA or something like that, where
right.
where I'll go and I'll just acknowledge I'm never going to remember this password, so I have to go through the process of having it email me and reset it every single time I do it.
See, and then when it gets crappy is then if you've used the same one. I think Facebook does this, maybe Google does too, where if you've used the same one,
yes.
you can't use it again. So
yes.
you have to keep reinventing.
You can't
I think it's
ever.
Facebook that does that.
I know.
Over and over and over again.
Right.
So like whatever iteration I'm on, I don't remember.
Last but not least, a lot of buzz about virtual reality right now. I see the PlayStation VR is going to launch in October. Dude, wasn't VR supposed to be a big thing 20 years ago?
Yeah,
right? Wasn't
been,
in the 90s?
It's been hyped for a long time.
And now it seems to be making kind of a comeback. Is this going to be a common thing, do you guys think? Are we going to strap on these helmets?
Not for a while. Although they're doing some stuff that is pretty decent. There are some things that I've done where you can just move your phone around and you're in a 360 room and you can look at the sky and the ground
I've seen
and all
those.
That. That's kind of cool. That's virtual reality based without the goggles. Now, are you really going to have immersive experiences where you're going to feel like you're in the room or interacting with the game? I don't know. I think they're so far off on that
they're
stuff.
They're far off on that. But the gaming application.
Gaming is where it
I
starts.
I think the gaming application is going to be legit. That's where it's going to test the waters. I mean, they've got a Star Wars game, I think, coming out that could mm-hmm. be pretty sweet. That's kind of their launching.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of that. I mean, if you're willing to put up with the low-tech version of it until they get it right, yeah, it'll be fine.
All right.
Like Google Glasses, right?
Google Glass. Wow. That seems ancient now.
I know
that's
it does.
Crazy.
That's all
school.
We talked about when I first got here was Google Glass.
People, what are they going to do? They're not letting people wear Google Glass into bars. Wow.
Epic fail.
Wow, that's crazy. Jason, always good stuff.
All right,
find
guys.
Out more about what Jason does. This is Turbine.com with Turbine Digital. We appreciate it. We will check in with you a couple
Absolutely.
Weeks, all right?
Sounds good, guys.
All right, 8:51. Wrap things up after this on Lincoln's News and Talk. 1400 KLIN. We'll be right back.
The most honored radio show in Nebraska. Drive Time Lincoln with Kevin Thomas.